You are about to hear the neighborhood memories of the closely knit families and community of West Medford. Many have the preconceived notion that history is limited to dry textbooks, but you will soon see that it can be much more than that. The accounts of these West Medford inhabitants remind us of a time when community meant caring for one another. Neighbors weren't just people who lived next door. They were more like family. Listen to what this amazing community has to say about their love for their fellow man and woman. This is what it meant to be part of the neighborhood.
We looked out for one another. Mm-hmm. Now, if you lived next door to me and I saw you doing something wrong, I could correct you. Mm-hmm. And your parents would appreciate it. Your parents could correct my children. Mm-hmm. And everyone around here was concerned about each other. And we helped people. Mm-hmm. See, when I came out here, you immediately became a part of the community. Mm-hmm. See, so when I first came out here, a lady said to me, "I know who you are." I says, "You do?" She says, "You were Alice Willis, weren't you?" And I said, "Yes." And her son called me Ken. When he found out that his mother's great aunt was married to my uncle, he adopted me. So I'm his cousin or aunt or something like that.
One large extended family. I can't emphasize that enough. Everybody took care of everybody. If you were hungry, you'd go to Sonny's house, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, he'd be at my home, et cetera. Just a very, very loving, enjoyable utopia.